I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my Red Clay Diary. It's all about life, actually. Today's entry, Big Shannara is watching you. How's your mom and them? Asks Dora as she fills a fresh-licked white plastic bag with thrift store wearables. Her register is asking for payment of $15.45. Alice, her friend on the other side of Dora's counter, is rifling through a large slouchy handbag in search of wallet and workable credit card. As she fishes, she smiles and provides Dora with a truncated genealogy of life up to now, family facts. I'm the eavesdropper in line, just behind Alice. I take my time and listen and observe. This is more fun than anything on the internet or the tube. I've dropped a few eaves in my time. Alice and Dora have known each other a long time. But at this moment, one is customer, the other is acceptor of payment. Family ties run through the conversation as smoothly as Jergens lotion salves a rough spot. A few phrases transform updates into small, endearing stories. I am relieved to learn that all is well with Mom and Em, and with an occasional sidebar about Ken being arrested or taken ill, life is proceeding with surprise and predictability. Dora and Alice finish their exchange and part ways with smiles and warmth and mutual y'all come to see us declarations. I'm next up. I place selected books on the counter, and Dora begins scanning prices into a keyboard device, pausing each time the machine fails to do its job, mumbling while she has to hand enter rows of numbers. She pulls a fresh plastic bag from its rack, licks her fingers to make opening the bag easier, slaps the bag by its body shirt handles, and balloons it big enough to drop the books in. You need to press this button and sign this screen with your finger, and then sign this paper receipt in order to please the pencil pusher who set up this redundant and time-wasting system, she says. Only she doesn't say anything of the kind. She just thinks this with a bored frown. She and I silently agree that the only way to get through the day at the counter is to take breaks, grab lunch, gossip with other employees, and occasionally catch up on friends and relatives and strangers who pass by. As I drive away from the store and head back to my village, I glance here and there, amazed at the gigantic billboards, mostly filled with images of a smiling attorney screaming, "Call me Alabama!" No commas needed. What would my normal day be like if I did not see and hear a dozen "Big Shannara is watching you" messages? What would my day be like if I could not catch up on Mom and Em and all the real living adventures that await friendly inquiry? Knowing about Mom and Em enriches my time and makes me want to call distant family and catch up. Big Shannara doesn't seem to matter at all.